Archers for the week 16th to 21st of June 2002.
It's a special day at Brookfield.
Nice toast.
We aim to please.
Spicy.
That'll be the spices in it.
Well, clever old you.
Yep, 120 cows to milk, and I still find time to knock up a fruit loaf for your breakfast.
You mean you put all of the stuff in the bread maker?
It's not that easy. You have to measure everything out in that little plastic cup thing.
I know.
This was 5 o'clock in the morning, remember?
I'm very touched.
Oh, we've got to make it a bit special, haven't we?
And I appreciate it. Don't forget I've got a meal out to look forward to as well.
Happy birthday, love.
Thanks.
Oh, got butter on your chin.
Oh, sorry. Look, I don't want to rush you, but it is 10 o'clock.
So?
Shouldn't you go and see what the troops are up to?
I know what they'll be up to.
Yeah?
Eddie will be cursing the bailer because he can't get it set up right. It'll take him at least an hour.
Tricky job, though.
And all the time, Bert will be telling him what he ought to be doing, which will slow the process up even more.
Isn't it about time we gave up small build?
No. Don't make that many.
Even so, is it worth all the hassle?
Daddy, I finished my picture.
Oh, brilliant. Let me have a look. Hey, that's great. Hey, look at this, Ruth.
Oh, wow.
That's Humphrey, and that's Daddy feeding him some hay.
That's wonderful. This one's going up in the kitchen.
You see, Pip thinks we should still have small bales. Don't you, Pip?
I don't know.
What's Josh doing, Pip?
He's drawing you, Mummy, but he hasn't finished yet.
Well, you just tell him I'm really looking forward to seeing it.
All right. I'm going to do one of you now,
too. Gosh, I am honoured.
It's really good, isn't it, love?
Yeah, she's really come on.
Yeah, she's got it right about small bales, too. Sometimes they're more convenient.
Are you sure it's not nostalgia?
Nostalgia? Me?
Golden days of childhood. Tea out in the hayfield, all that stuff.
No, you want to hear Dad talking about when he was a lad. Sunday afternoon, they'd have had half the village up here. Anyone who could lift a bale.
I know, it's all gone.
Yeah, it won't come back, either.
And all we've got is good old Bert, Eddie and Tom.
Oh, and Kenton. Don't forget Kenton.
Oh, yeah, Kenton.
Do you know what time he was here this morning? 8:15. I could not believe it.
He's trying, then.
Well, he needs to. Another week like last week, and he's definitely out.
He has apologised.
Well, it's not the point. I told him this morning, from now on, you're here on time, doing the job when it's meant to be done. Any more slip-ups, and you can forget it.
Oh, I love it when you're tough.
No, I mean it, love. We can't afford passengers. Not the way things are at the moment.
You will try not to sack him for the next couple of weeks?
Why?
The Royal. We're having a day out, remember? You and me.
Yeah, hopefully.
Well, what we need, Kenton, to give Bert a hand.
Ah, yes.
I mean, if Bert's going to be doing the milking...
I've been thinking about that. Maybe we ought to invite Bert to the show as well.
Oh, David.
Oh, I'm sorry, love. It just feels like the right thing. It's the sort of thing that, you know, Dad used to do for the men.
Not every year.
No, but there wasn't a show last year, so I thought this year... Well, you know...
Yeah, OK.
Come on, we'll still have a nice day.
Won't be the same, though.
Oh, dear. He's back early.
Kenton, he wouldn't knock...
He's probably put the Land Rover in a ditch or something.
David.
Morning, Sid. Come in.
Ta. Morning, Sid.
Hello, somebody's birthday.
Yeah, it's Ruth's.
Oh, well, many happy returns of the day.
Thanks.
I thought they couldn't all be for Father's Day.
No, well, we've only got the three. Have a seat, Sid.
Oh, right. Oh, thanks very much. Look, I'm sorry to intrude on a Sunday morning.
That's no problem.
Do you want some coffee?
No, you're all right.
There's loads here, honestly.
Well, in that case...
Good. Pass another cup, can you, David?
Yeah, sure.
So, how are the wedding plans going? Everything under control?
Well, Jolene tells me it is. To be honest, I haven't got my mind around it yet.
Oh, I know the feeling.
Well, that's what brings me round here, in a manner of speaking. The wedding.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I don't know if you can help, but I'm on the scrounge.
You threaded the twining wrong, you daft lummox.
What are you talking about?
It's meant to go through them little guide rings.
Well, it does.
No, it don't. You've missed one out, look.
Oh, one won't make no difference.
Yes, it will. You won't get the tensioner working right.
I thought you were supposed to know about this machine, Eddie.
We do. Been using one of these all my life.
Oh, yeah, looks like it.
Come on, pull it out. You're going to have to thread it through again.
Get off, will you?
Ooh, all right. If you don't want to be told, I'm only trying to help.
Well, you ain't. I know what I'm doing.
Oh, might as well go home, Emma Boyce. We shan't be doing nothing here this side of lunchtime. Well,
give me a couple of minutes, I'll have it going.
Not if you don't.
Why are we bothering with it anyway? The thing's an antique.
It does the job.
Who makes small bales anymore? Time they got up to date.
Oh, that's a laugh, eh, Bert? Coming from an organic man.
Look what mystery they calls that.
Not anymore, they don't. Food of the future, organic.
Yeah. So why are they cutting all the premiums then? You tell me that.
Cheap imports. Still story.
That's true.
We're doing okay though at the moment.
How's them sausages of yours going?
Yeah, great. I'm thinking about expanding.
Is that a fact?
Seeing some guys at the Royal.
The Royal?
Yeah, trade people mostly. Talking about the next step, marketing and that.
We can't afford them, myself, your bangers.
We've got to pay for quality, Bert.
Ooh, you seen the price of them, them betties?
I wouldn't mind going to the Royal myself.
Well, it's business. That's what I'm going for.
Rather you than me.
Don't you fancy it, Bert?
Oh, not anymore. Too many people, too much pushing and shoving.
Right, mind your backs. I'm going to give it a go.
This'll be a laugh.
I'm going to shove the PTO on. Tuck a few armfuls in, can you, Tom?
Yeah, no problem.
Right. Come on, my little beauty. You can do it. Yes!
There's a fair bit of stuff in the old cart shed. I wouldn't say any of it was particularly American.
What about old harnesses? You know, for working horses.
Yeah, we've got a few of them.
Oh, great.
Been there since the 40s, most of them.
They're pretty manky, though. Green, some of them.
They'll clean up, though, won't they?
I should do. But you'll have a job.
I dare say I can cope with it.
Well, help yourself, Sid, and anything else you fancy.
Thanks, David.
Now, if you'll excuse me, I'd better get over to the hayfield.
Yes, yeah, don't let me hold you up.
Ruth will show you over the cart shed, won't you, love?
Of course I will.
I'll see you later, then.
I'll be over with some lunch in a couple of hours.
Okay. See you, Sid.
Yeah, see ya.
Now, another cup of coffee, Sid.
Lovely. Thanks.
Then we'll go and have a little rummage. You might find something.
Brilliant.
I should warn you, it's pretty filthy in there.
Oh, no. I have got a memory like a sieve.
What is it?
I was going to tell David about my stag night. Still, he'll be getting an invitation anyway.
Where are you having it?
Upstairs in the goat nightgown.
Oh.
Yeah, I know. Everyone reacts like that.
What's happening about the single wicket this year? Has anyone heard?
Yeah, Roy's on the case.
Oh, good.
He's having a meeting down the Bull Friday night.
All right.
Can you get there?
Yeah, I'll do my best.
Right. We want another half dozen to make up the load.
OK, Bert.
Oh, good timing that was. Ruth's coming with the lunch.
Great. Oh. I'm starving.
Now, well, let's just get these last few on then, shall we?
Have to lift that trophy back off Will Grundy.
You reckon you can?
Yeah. No trouble.
Oh, he ain't short of confidence, is he?
Nah. Oi, what's wrong with that one?
Sorry?
That bale. It's the nearest.
Oh, yeah, so it is. Didn't see it.
It's a big one, that's why you never saw it.
No, it isn't.
Don't worry, I'll do it.
No, it's OK. Leave it to me.
Well, if you're sure.
No problem.
Organic farmer, ain't he? Makes them big and strong.
Hi, how's it going?
Oh, not too badly.
Tom's giving us a demonstration in bale lifting.
Yeah. You're right, Tom.
Yeah, I'm fine.
You don't look it.
Give him a hand, David.
Come on, Tom.
No, I'm OK.
Oh, dear.
Didn't get it quite balanced.
Yeah, never mind. Then I'll do it.
Yeah, come on, strong man.
There you go.
Nice one, David. Well, I'd say that's one up to stag and chips and chemical fertilisers.
Now, there's a man who looks in need of a pint.
Oh, you can say that again. Just the old work he's making.
Shires, is it?
Yeah, that'll do nicely.
I thought you'd still be up there shifting bales.
No, I'm taking the baler over to Bridge Farm.
Ah.
Do a bit for Tony this afternoon.
Uh-huh. Well, you keep him busy, then?
Could say the same for you.
Oh, yes, I certainly can't complain.
Yeah, looks like a good crowd in for the Ireland match.
You should have seen it yesterday. Heaving it was.
Hey, did Mike Tucker behave himself?
Yeah, this time.
Not like the Argentina game, then.
Don't remind me. He went too far, definitely.
You got to have plenty of bacon in for Friday, have you? For Brazil?
Or Belgium?
Oh, it's got to be Brazil.
I just hope Owen and Scholes are fit.
Oh, they'll be OK. That's why Sven took them off when he did.
Well, when you're 3-0 up, you can afford it, can't you? There you go. know. Well, let's hope there'll be something to celebrate at your stag night.
There will be something to celebrate. My wedding.
Oh, which reminds me, what's this I've heard about lap dancing?
Should be a good show this year. That's why I'm hoping Kirsty can get the day off.
What day are you going?
It's got to be Tuesday. I've made appointments.
Business?
Yeah, a couple of guys in organics.
Tom fancies himself as a big tycoon, ain't that right, Tom?
No point in thinking small.
Richard Branson of Organic Sausages.
If I could get them on airline menus, that would be something.
And just to bring you down to earth, anyone fancy another sausage roll?
Not for me, thanks. I'm stuffed.
But?
Oh, no tar roof, that's me, John.
Talking about the Royal, we were wondering whether you might be interested, Bert.
Me?
Well, we're planning to go anyway, aren't we, love?
Yeah.
And we were thinking, wouldn't it be nice if you could join us? Frieda too, if she can.
Oh. Well, that's very kind of you, David. You too, Ruth.
No, we'd love to have you, Bert. We really would.
Well, to have very much. That'd be very nice.
I thought you said that you...
What?
Nothing, sorry.
Oh, I'll have to have a word with Frieda, of course.
Well, naturally, yeah.
But I'm much obliged, I really am.
Not at all.
Well, right. Ah, come on, Tom. Time we got this load back to the yard.
Yeah, right.
Right, nice lunch. Thank you, Ruth.
Yeah, cheers, Ruth.
Pleasure.
I'll meet you back there then, Bert.
Right you are, David.
Yeah, that was great, Ruth.
I'm good.
Kids okay?
Went off really happily. And I got a lovely present from Jill. Relaxing aromatherapy bath stuff.
Ooh. Is she trying to tell you something?
Probably. Pick up the tablecloth, can you?
Yeah, sure.
Well, looks like we're going to have company on our day at the Royal.
Oh, I'm sorry, love.
Forget it. You had to ask, I can see that.
We'll have a nice day anyway.
Of course we will.
Jennifer's making plans.
Lunch ready, darling?
5 minutes, that's all.
Good. Shouldn't really be stopping.
Come on, you've got time for a bowl of soup.
What's all this lot?
I'm sorry, just move them out of the way.
Holiday brochures?
No, I picked them up at the library. They're just touristy things.
Oh, yes, Kate and Co.
Yeah, I suddenly thought of Lucas. I've been planning for Nolly, really.
I see.
So I was thinking you might like a day in Stratford, you know, taking the theatre.
If you can get tickets.
And I was wondering about a day at the Royal. What do you think?
Not sure. Kate's never shown much interest in farming before.
Well, I'm sure Lucas would be interested.
Yeah, maybe.
And it's not just technical, is it? All sorts of things you can do.
That's true.
Anyway, I'm sure we're going to see a very different Kate. She's matured so much since you got married.
Well, whatever you think, I'll leave it to you.
I hope you're going to get involved. She'll want to see you as well.
I realise that, Jenny, but I have got a farm to run.
Come on, you haven't started harvesting yet. You can surely take a bit of time off now.
Not the way things are at the moment.
Oh, I see.
Is Debbie here this morning?
Yes, in the office.
Well, I could do with her back, Jenny, I don't mind telling you.
Hard going, is it?
Oh, we moved the rams this morning up into the permanent pasture.
Yes.
Bit of a circus, I can tell you. Not the best shepherd I've known, huh, Andy?
But you've got them there, all right?
Yeah, eventually. Oh, I must nip into the cash and carry this afternoon.
What on earth didn't you say? I could have got it this morning, whatever it is.
A pour on for blowfly. Going to have to do the ewes this week.
Honestly, Brian, you only need to ask. Oh, hi, Dad.
Debbie, how are you?
Fine.
You're certainly not. You can hardly walk.
Oh, Debbie.
I'm okay, honestly.
If it's as painful as that, I really think you should get the doctor to look at it.
Well, if it's still bad tomorrow...
Your mother's right. It might have got infected.
Well, I think you ought to see Tim.
Too late. He'd have finished surgery ages ago.
Give him a call anyway. I just catch him. There you are, darling.
Oh, thanks.
Why is everyone making such a fuss? You're as bad as Simon.
So are you going to call Tim, or am I taking you into counselling?
Oh, honestly. Pass me the phone, then.
Bye, Tim. I'm just off.
Oh, Jana, hang on a minute.
Sorry, I'm a bit late.
Oh, of course, you're on your way to Netherbourne. I'd forgotten.
Right, I'll see you tomorrow, then.
Oh, won't I see you tonight?
Well, I'm afraid not. I've got the Darrington PCC. I did tell you.
Well, give it a miss for once.
I can't. You know that.
Oh, I thought we could go into Felpersham, have some supper.
Oh, I'd love to.
but it's not possible.
I'm sorry. Oh, Tim, please don't look like that.
No, I'm being unfair.
Just a bit.
Right, well, I'll see you in the morning, then.
Look, if you fancy calling at the vicarage, we could have a salad or something, but I really have to leave at 15:15.
Fine. You're on.
I'll see you later, then.
Oh, Janet, just one more thing.
Mm-hmm. Excuse me, Doctor. Sorry.
Susan,
I didn't mean to interrupt.
Not a problem, what is it?
I've just had Debbie Girard on the phone. She thinks she's got a poisoned foot. She was wondering if you could take a look at it.
I just want this moment to last forever.
I know.
But any minute now, you're going to get up. And your head's going to be full of balers or combines or whatever. And the last hour might never have happened.
Oh, come on, that's not true.
It's okay. I'm not complaining. It's the way it is, I know that.
We must try and see more of each other. This week especially.
Not going to argue with that.
You remember Kate's coming next week?
Yes, Brian.
Well, I need to spend some time with her, obviously.
The prodigal daughter.
And little Molly, of course.
I think I know where this is leading.
No, I'm only saying that after this week, it's going to get a bit difficult.
And this week isn't.
Well, I mean, maybe we could get out somewhere. How about we drive over to the Cotswolds, have lunch? What do you say?
Oh, say yes, please. I'd like that very much.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll go for it then. How does Thursday sound?
Well, I don't have my diary with me at this precise moment, but I'm fairly sure I can find a window.
Good.
I try to keep my business arrangements fluid.
Oh, Siobhan. I don't want to go.
Don't you?
Of course I don't. I'd stay forever if I could.
In this pokey little flat?
If necessary. I could be with you.
Oh, Brian.
Do you think I like walking out of here? Breaks me up every time I do it.
And me?
But we've just got to be strong and...
Yes?
What's that?
What? The photo? It's the mast ball, remember?
How did you get it?
Do you mean, how did I get it? I ordered it, of course.
Who from?
From the photographer. What do you think he was there for?
I see.
It's the only one I've got. Of the two of us.
Yeah, but to put it up in a frame, isn't that a bit risky?
Who the hell do you think comes in here? This is my bedroom.
Oh, yes.
Listen, there isn't much steady about my life at the moment. You come and go as you please.
Well, yeah, but not because I want to. That's how it has to be.
I realise that. But let me have something. It's not much, is it? A photograph.
I knew there was something going on.
And you're quite sure about this?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Of course, I'm at it, Betty.
At what?
Snogging.
Well, some people go in for that sort of thing, having a hug at work.
No, this was real. They were kissing each other.
Oh, I see.
Oh, I've had my suspicions for a long time. You know, just the odd little thing.
Oh, yeah?
Well, you remember me telling you about that silk scarf?
Yeah, I do. When was that?
Oh, I don't know. Christmas before last, I think.
And wasn't there something about a Valentine's card?
That's right, a disgusting one. Obviously not from Javon.
Well, I don't know. You'd think someone like him would have higher standards.
Yeah, and what about Janet, a vicar?
Because of that, we're having to lose our surgery.
Oh, wicked, isn't it?
Why do people have to be so selfish?
Oh, don't ask me, Betty. You'd think with a baby on the way, he'd have made more of an effort to save his marriage.
Yeah, you would.
I mean, he's supposed to like children. So how come he's ready to walk out on his wife when she's pregnant, eh? What? Oh, how much is that then, Betty?
That's £10.29 then, please.
Oh, there you go.
Thank you.
Afternoon, Betty.
Afternoon, Dr. Hathaway.
Not interrupting anything, I hope.
Oh, no.
I was talking to your father about Phoebe's party.
Oh, yeah?
Just wondering who to invite, you know, how many little friends.
Where's it going to be?
Well, here, I hope.
Oh, right.
Well, it's such a wonderful opportunity with Kate home. We can have the whole family, Mum and Jack, Pat and Tony and Phoebe's friends.
I see.
And if the weather's nice, we can have it out on the lawn.
And you're including Hayley and Roy in all this?
Yeah, of course I am. And Mike and Betty. It's Phoebe's birthday, so we'll need to have everybody here.
Have you asked Roy and Hayley?
No, not yet.
Well, I expect they'll be all for it. It'll be such fun for Phoebe.
Yeah, I know. Oh, darling, I'm sorry. I'm not being terribly sympathetic.
Oh, no, I'm fine. Don't worry.
There's not really much to be done, is there? You'll just have to do as Tim tells you.
I'm afraid so.
Hello, Jenny.
Hello, darling.
Debbie, what did Tim say?
As you can see,
she's got to rest it, not put any weight on it at all.
Really?
Sorry, Dad.
Sorry, nonsense. It's very serious. You were silly to have neglected it as long as you did.
Yeah, I know.
So it's infected, is it?
And how?
Apparently the whole foot's inflamed. She's had to go on antibiotics.
Yeah, a bit of a mess, actually. When the bandages came off, it was not a pretty sight.
I see.
So I'm afraid I'm not going to be much use for a day or two.
And the rest?
How long, exactly?
Well, as long as it takes.
Don't worry, Dad. I'll be back as soon as I can.
I know you will.
At least I'll be able to catch up on the records. I'll take the computer stuff home.
Never mind that. You just get yourself better.
Thanks, Dad.
If the doctor says rest, then rest it'll have to be.
And how are you going to manage?
Don't you worry about that. We'll sort something out.
Of course we will.
Oh, you haven't forgotten the sheep need doing for Blowfly.
I know.
I can tell you now, Andy won't want to do it on his own.
Then I'll just have to give him a hand.
Yeah.
Now, you can stop worrying about the farm. Let's just think how we're going to get you home with your leg like that.
I knew damn well they were talking about me. You could cut the atmosphere with a knife.
Oh, you can't be sure. What did you actually hear?
Enough, believe me.
What did they say?
It doesn't matter what they said.
Please, Tim, I'd like to know.
Well, I heard Susan say that he, whoever he is, walked out on his pregnant wife, or words to that effect.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, I know.
I wish I could tell the entire world about us. Mm. And what a lovely, caring man you are.
I mean, can you imagine what the Sunday tabloids would do with this story?
Don't.
Village doctor abandons pregnant wife for parish priest.
None of which is true.
Since when has that stopped them running a good story?
Well, anyway, it hasn't happened, thank goodness.
What a nightmare.
Let's just hope it doesn't.
Yeah. I mean, quite apart from the press, I just wish there was something I could do to stop the local gossip.
I know.
If it's in the shop, it'll be all around the village in 24 hours.
It's a shame the truth can't come out.
I was sorely tempted, I can tell you.
I'm sure.
I wanted to at least tell them that I wasn't the father.
Absolutely.
But I didn't. Probably would have made things worse.
Oh, Tim. It'll come out one day, the truth. It always does.
Well, it can't happen too soon for me.
Hi, it's me.
Hello. This is a bonus?
Yes, well, don't get too excited. There's been a development.
Oh, yes?
It's Debbie's foot. Apparently it's a lot worse than we thought. She's laid up for a few days. So it means I've got all her work to do.
So?
Now, I'm still hoping to be there Thursday, but it's not 100% certain, I'm afraid.
Well, arrange some extra help. Get in a contractor or something.
Well, it's not that easy. If it's someone who doesn't know the farm.
Oh, come on.
I'll do my level best, I promise.
You do that.
Now, I must go, sweet. I need to check on the ewes.
This is important to me, Brian. Do you understand?
Okay.
It's all a question of priorities. And I need to be a bit higher up.
David and Ruth are admiring their handiwork.
Sunshine. Out you go. Go on.
She's a great looking animal.
Beautiful. Look at that back end.
Okay, Bert, let's put another lot through.
Would you out?
Should see some decent Herefords at the Royal.
Are you thinking of another bull?
No, not this year. Not till we've got a bit of cash coming in.
Go on, get in there.
There he is.
Go on.
Could try AI with a few of them, though.
Good idea.
Go on, get in there. Go on.
Shame we'll have you know who tagging along.
Now, come on. We did agree.
Yeah, I know. On the day, I'll be charmed itself to both of them.
Good. This is staff relations, remember?
Oh, the same. I wish we were going on our own.
Well, nice bunch of cattle, David.
Yeah, they've done well.
Suits them here by the look of things. Must be the air.
No, it's not the air. It's the grass. Nothing like the Hereford for turning grass into meat.
And what do we do best at Brookfield? Grow grass.
That's right. Right, well, if you get the numbers of this little bunch...
Okay.
I'll give them a drench.
Funny thing is about this job, We'd all in for a sleepless night, I reckon.
How do you work that out?
Ooh, taking the calves away. The cows will be billowing all night.
You can't see them keeping me awake.
Nothing keeps you awake. Hold still, you stupid muck.
Ooh, they'll keep my feeder awake, them too. Mind you, don't take much.
No?
No, I'll get a moth banging on the window. That's enough to wake her up. But if she wakes up, I has to wake up. Oh, I can't see either of us getting a lot of sleep tonight.
Well, I'm sorry, Bert, but it's got to be done.
Oh, of course it has. Cue's got to be dried up.
We'll make it up to you, Bert. We'll all have a nice day at the Royal.
Right. Well, if you'll excuse me, I'll get another bunch into the old imp pen.
Yeah. Right, Bert.
Hiya, darling. How was your day?
Okay.
And what are you doing?
Oh, looking at bouquets.
Oh. What do you think of that one?
What, for you?
Yeah. What's the wrong colour? You need something bright. Here, let's have a look.
Be my guest.
Hey, Fallon, I've had a great idea for me, haven't I?
Oh, yeah?
You've heard of The Firm?
Oh, Mum, you're not.
Look, they're in Felpersham next week. It's probably far too late to get tickets.
Hopefully.
Well, I think it'll be a laugh.
There. Now, look, that's the sort of thing that I'd have said.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw that one. I weren't sure, though.
Hmm. Okay.
And how about you? We haven't got your outfit yet, have we?
Oh, well, I've had a couple of ideas. There was something in the Sunday magazine.
Oh, great.
Mum, it's not country. Not the way you mean it, anyway.
Oh, that's okay. No problem.
And I know you're going to look fantastic, but I've got to stick to what's me. Yeah,
of course you have, darling.
And I was only saying to Jazzer that it's not...
Oh, how is Jazzer?
He's okay. He's not great.
Oh, no.
He's fed up about the music.
Well, we all are. And you've had no ideas on a place to rehearse?
No. And you can't persuade Sid?
Oh, he's been very upset, that's why.
Oh, come on, there's no way that anything like that's going to happen again.
Oh, I know that.
If only we could get playing. Otherwise, I can see it falling apart.
Oh, I'm sorry, love.
Oh, well.
Someone will turn up, I'm sure.
There. How about that one?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's very nice.
Now, look, the colour's perfect. That would look fab.
Yeah, maybe you're right.
Well, I am, trust me.
Jolene, have you seen the diary? Oh, hi, fella. You're home early?
Yeah.
Good day?
It's okay.
Ah, good.
I think I left it in the Plowman's.
Oh, right, thanks, love. Only I've just had Christine Barford on the phone, wanting to know the availability of the function room.
Oh, yeah?
Hmm. She's had a call from Jason. He only wants to start on the village hall tomorrow.
Well, that's good, isn't it?
Yeah, but now she's got to find a home for all the groups who are meant to be using it.
Oh, and she wants to know if we can help.
Yep, that's it.
Well, we'll do our best, won't we?
Definitely. Always happy to help a local group.
Except when it's close to home.
What's that, love?
Forget it. We'll see you later, Mum. I've got work to do.
Come on, get up there. Right, that's it.
Well done, Bert.
I'll drive them over there, shall I?
If you could, love.
No problem.
Then I can give Bert a hand shifting the cows.
He's going to need the two of you. They're not happy, are they?
Well, they'll get over it.
Where are you putting them?
In Blacklands, I thought. Where we cut the sidage. There's not much grass in there.
Good. We don't want them too fat again.
You know, we were dead lucky last year. They had far too much condition on them.
Got away with it, though.
I don't think we'll push our luck, though.
Definitely not.
Oh, there you are, David. All ready to go.
Thanks, Bert. Ruth's taking this lot over.
Ah, right, yeah.
I thought you and me could walk the cows over to Blackman's.
Good idea. Keep them well away from the calves, otherwise they'll be through them fences.
Sounds like we need to keep them away from your Frieda, too.
Oh, she'll hear them anyway. You could take them all the way over to Peniatic cricket field. They'd still keep her awake.
Sounds like you're in for a long night.
Well, you reckon I am?
Right, well, we better get on. Oh, we're not going to make it to Le Poussin for 8 o'clock.
What's this, a night out?
It's my birthday treat. 2 days removed.
They're never satisfied, are they, but she had a perfectly good meal out on the day.
Yeah, pizza and cans of beer in the hayfield. Yeah.
Very noisy was, too.
Absolutely feast fit for a queen.
If only I thought you were joking.
And tonight, I'll be paying a fortune to sit somewhere too dark to see what you're eating.
Oh, I know them places.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind, but you always walk out hungry.
You wouldn't get me in one of them.
Well, unlike you two primitives, I rather like eating somewhere posh. You don't have to worry about getting ants in your pants.
You see what an eccentric I'm married to, Bert.
Come on, go and get those cows out.
All right, look.
I'll see you later. See you, Bert.
Yeah, boy, Ruth.
Right then, Bert, let's shift these noisy beasts.
Before we do, David, can I have a word?
Yeah, of course you can.
It's about the Royal Show.
Oh, yeah?
I've been talking about it with my Frieda, and...
Well, I hope you won't be offended.
What is it, Bert?
Like I say, we have discussed it. And, well, to get to the point...
Yeah?
We don't reckon we'll be able to go.
Oh, dear.
Only when you get to our age, it can be very tiring walking round all day. And we have seen it all before.
Oh. Well, if that's how you feel...
Yeah, only the last thing I want to do is upset Ruth. And I know she's set her heart on the two of us coming.
Oh, don't worry, Bert. I'll try and break it to her gently.
What she's worried about is the band breaking up.
Maybe it will.
And I suppose that wouldn't bother you much?
Well, not a lot, no.
Oh, Sid.
I'm sorry, love, I've got to be honest. As far as I'm concerned, she'd be better off without them.
Yeah, I knew that's what you felt.
She's a talented girl. She'll do okay, whoever she's playing with. Why waste time on a bunch of losers?
Well, that's not how she sees it.
No, it isn't.
And that's what matters. It's the music she wants to play.
Oh, nobody's stopping
her. Oh, come on, Sid. If they can't find a rehearsal space, they're finished.
You know what you're asking me, love.
Yeah, I do. And I know it ain't easy.
I mean, it's not a day goes by when I don't think about that terrible business. And you want me to put this place on the line again?
Hey, Mum. Oh. Found that magazine, if you're interested.
I certainly am, Angel.
Right, there, that's it.
Oh, yeah.
What do you think?
Oh, it's gorgeous. Hey, Sid, look at this.
What? What's this?
Fallon's outfit for the wedding.
Well, only if you like it.
Oh, yes. Yeah, that's great, young Seaweed. That's all right.
Okay, isn't it?
It's got something of a hippie about it.
Mm. You think so? Well, I'd say Native American.
Well, how do you like the bodice?
Yeah, oh, it's really cute.
And the colours, aren't they fantastic?
So's the price. I can't believe it.
Oh, well, don't panic. I'll find a cheaper version. I just wanted to show you the sort of thing that I'd like.
And you'd wear this to the wedding?
Oh, yeah, definitely. As long as you're happy with it, I wouldn't want to clash or anything.
Well, I think you look wonderful, don't you, Sid?
Yes, I do. Stunning.
Thanks.
So we'd better buy it, hadn't we?
Great. Well, maybe we could go to Brum, have a look round the stores.
Oh, what's wrong with this one?
Mum, you can't.
Why not?
It's too much.
Oh, don't worry. I'll get it on the plastic. We shan't feel a thing.
Oh, Mum!
We'll call it your birthday present for tomorrow.
Hey, you two. Come on, look at this.
What is it, Sid?
On the green, look. It's Joe Grundy.
What? Oh, my goodness, it's Bonnie and Trapp.
Isn't it great?
He looks chuffed to bits.
Harry told me we're making it into a garden feature.
Yeah, well, looks like she was wrong.
Well, good for Joe.
Well, I can see him pulling the women in that.
Dearly Doctor, I'll kill you for this.
It'll take 5 minutes, love. I promise we won't be late.
And what about me shoes?
Oh, they'll be okay. It's perfectly dry.
If I snag this dress, you're in big trouble. Do you know that?
Look, be fair, love. I did say to wait in the car.
Then maybe I want to see them too.
Well, I just need to make sure they're okay. Then we can go and enjoy ourselves.
They're not though, are they? You can see that from here.
No.
Oh, look at them. They're so unhappy.
Well, at least they haven't gone walkabout through the fence.
Is that all you're worried about?
Well, I certainly don't want to come back to find them all over the village. Great end of the evening, that would be.
Are you going in the field?
Nah, there's no point. I can see enough from here. But I reckon they're OK.
Apart from the severe emotional trauma.
Yeah. Oh, Ruth, I didn't tell you, did I?
Tell me what?
We are going to get our private visit to the Royal after all.
You mean Bert's not going?
Nope.
Yes! Is he all right and everything?
Yeah, he's fine. They just decided it was all a bit too much, you know, too many crowds.
Brilliant.
But he was very concerned that you'd be upset.
Really? Mm.
Naturally, I said that you would be deeply disappointed and hurt.
Oh, David.
I promised to break it to you gently.
Could you?
Always let the staff feel they owe you something. You never know when you might need to call in the favour.
Quite a little Machiavelli on the quiet, aren't you?
I do my best.
Now, are we going for this meal?
Yeah, why not? I reckon they're OK.
Good.
Unless you fancy staying here as a mark of sympathy and solidarity.
You just have your credit card ready. You're going to need it tonight.
Oh, hi.
Have you got a minute?
Yeah, sure, come in.
Right, thanks.
Many in the bar?
No, it's pretty quiet.
Right.
So I thought I'd nip up and have a quick chat.
Oh, yeah, what about...
What you were saying about the band and the possibility it might break up.
Well, that's true.
Well, I've been thinking about it and what I said about not playing here.
And?
I'm prepared to reconsider my decision.
Oh, Sid, that's
subject,
great!
Subject to certain conditions.
Well, you won't regret it, I promise. Nothing like that's ever going to happen again.
Yeah, hold on. You better hear me out.
Okay.
First, you've got to promise me there'll be no more drug taking. Okay. Not any sort, huh? Do you understand?
There won't be, honestly. I guarantee it.
And the second thing is, I'm not prepared to have Jazzer on the premises.
What?
He's bad news, that young man. And I won't have him under my roof.
But...
I'm sorry. That's my offer.
Oh. Well, I'll think about it, Sid. Thanks.
Joe's taking a lady for a ride.
Absolutely delightful, Joe.
Enjoying yourself, aren't you, Missus?
I am. And it's such a wonderful evening for it.
Yeah, that's why I thought I'd give him a little outing. Bart will be there.
Oh, he's lovely.
So you don't mind him sharing the paddock with Baby Spice so much, then, eh?
Well, since you tell me it's a temporary loan...
Oh, yeah. I thought to myself, I'll nip down and have a couple of pints, and then when you said you had your feet meeting...
Well, I'm certainly travelling in style. I did say to the house, didn't I?
No, you did. Because Jason started doing up the hall.
Yes, all arranged at the very last minute, as usual.
I shall drop you right outside the police house.
Very kind of you, Jeff.
Oh, part of the service.
you won't let him go too fast.
Oh, don't you worry, missus. You're perfectly safe.
Well, yes, I'm sure I am.
Yeah, well, just trot along at his own pace. Don't matter what I tell him.
He's obviously been between the shafts before.
No doubt about that.
Good.
Here, I wonder if the vicar's going to be at your meeting tonight. Think she'll have the brass, Nick?
Oh, I've no idea, Joe.
Well, you heard she was caught canoodling with the doctor?
Yes, I'm afraid I have.
Oh, wicked is what it is. All that misery because he can't control his urges.
It looks as though we shan't have a village surgery much longer. That's what upsets me.
Oh, well, I guess I should have been there. The way I heard it, Jill Archer was writing to our MP.
She's already had a reply.
Oh, that's quick.
But it doesn't hold out much hope, I'm afraid. Although I believe there is a possibility we might get a branch surgery.
Yeah, what's that then? Once a week, like the buses?
Yes, probably.
All right, so long as you're only on a Thursday.
Well, anyway, Jill said she'd look into it.
Everything's going. The school, the buses, the surgery.
Oh, I know. It's very sad.
We'll end up another deserted village like them hummocks by the Yam.
Did Fallon say anything on her way out?
Well, I'm not a lot. Why?
Well, I wondered if she'd made up her mind.
She has. She's not telling me.
She's probably waiting to talk to the others.
Has she seen them tonight?
No, it's a college crowd tonight. Anna and Matt and all them.
Didn't she look fantastic, though?
Yeah, stunning.
I know she's my daughter and I shouldn't say this, but isn't she beautiful?
She is, love. Just like a mum.
Oh, Sid, you old charmer.
No, it's true. Sometimes I look at you and I still can't believe it, look.
Oh, it's me who's the lucky one.
Oh, you can have a daughter at 17, I just don't know. Some mistake, surely.
Afraid not. 17 today. My little girl. She's her own woman now.
Say that again.
I asked her if she were coming to me end night. I reckon she were quite touched.
She's coming then?
No, of course not. But she were pleased I asked her.
So she didn't fancy a night with the firm?
No way.
What other sad old girls have you got to go?
Hey! Well, so far there's Nikki, of course. And Clary, she's coming. Betty, Ruth. Well, they're the ones who've replied.
And you told them about the entertainment?
I did.
Including Ruth?
Yeah, she's definitely up for it.
That's funny, I wouldn't have thought it was her bag, male strippers.
Excuse me? Body performance artists?
Well, whatever.
No, I knew Ruth would be interested. Very earthy, these farm women.
Is that a fact?
Yeah, I reckon it comes from watching the animals at it.
Right. Well, I'll open up then, love.
Okay.
Let's hope we do a few more meals tonight. It's been terrible this week so far.
Yeah, it'll pick up for the weekend, you see.
I hope so, love. Oh, I've had one good bit of news.
Huh?
Did I tell you I'd seen Jack Woolley?
What, about the stag night?
Yeah. He's coming. Amazing, eh?
Yeah.
He didn't even think about it. Just count me in, he said.
Well, he probably don't get much chance to let his hair down.
I mean, the best bit is, he's offered to take us in the Bentley.
Fantastic. Well, good. That makes it easier to tell you about my transport plans. Well, I thought I'd hire a stretch limo.
What?
Well, if we're going to make it a memorable night, we might as well go the old hog.
There you go, old fella. You're all right now.
Yes, well, he might be, but I'm not.
Well, there was no need to fret. Oh. I had him under control.
What? You most certainly did not, Joe. We could have been killed.
Well, I don't think so, Mrs.
Well, thank goodness you were coming along, Alistair. Otherwise, I don't know what would have happened.
I expect you to calm down when he got away from the dog. Wouldn't you, old chap?
Yeah, well, I told her, eh?
Yes, well, I'm not so sure.
Put his car across the lane, it made it happen a bit quicker.
Usually works. Put a barrier in their way. 9 times out of 10, they'll pull up.
What about the 10th time? Don't tell me.
Whose dog was it, anyway? Do you know?
Yes, it was that little spaniel of Marjorie's. Charlie, his name is.
Oh, yes, I know Charlie.
But if he tries anything like that again, I'll have him shot. Nelson Gabriel's dog or not.
It's not like Marjorie to let her dogs run loose. Anyone seen her recently?
Oh, yeah. But I shall be giving her a piece of my mind when I do.
Oh, well, no harm done.
Thanks to you, Alistair. We're very grateful, aren't we, Joe?
Well, I wasn't sorry to see you, you must admit.
No problem.
And you can't always say that for the veterinary.
Oh, so I've discovered. I've had a couple of regular clients tell me they don't want my services anymore.
Oh, dear.
Poor old farmers. They ain't got the money no more.
No, these aren't farmers. It's not money.
Oh,
So what is it?
I'll give you 3 guesses.
The publicity?
Right in one. Oh. They didn't say that, of course.
But you think that's the reason?
Yeah, probably.
Well, they must want their heads examining. They won't find a better vet.
Well, thanks, Linda.
No, I mean it.
Anyway, if you're all right, I'd better be on my way.
Right you are.
Got an appointment at 15:15.
Don't let us hold you up, then.
Come on, boy.
Yeah, that's it. Let's get out the middle of the road.
If you just hang on here till I come by.
We'll do that.
I'll say cheerio, then.
Yes, bye, Alistair, and thank you very much.
Anytime.
But I'm not happy, Joe. I wouldn't mind get out and walk.
Well, I told you, woman, you're perfectly safe.
Well, just you go slowly this time.
All right.
Bye, Alistair.
Yes, steady boy. That's it.
What a shame his business is having to suffer.
Well, when you've got a dodgy partner, it's bound to rub off.
Yes, but it's not Alistair's fault.
Of course it isn't.
He'll bounce back, I'm sure. He's a good vet.
That's
true. People around here know it. That's what matters.
Right. Well, we'll get on, shall we?
Yes, all right. But you just take it steady this time, Joe.
Right you are, Mrs. Walk on. Walk on.
This would be the main working area.
Oh, very impressive space.
I was thinking of the consulting room on this side, with the office at the far end.
All right.
Then on that side, I'd have the general office plus a small waiting room. Made a list of approximate dimensions.
Oh, fine.
So, what do you think, Lewis?
Well, basically, it looks fairly straightforward. We'll need to put in a ceiling, of course. You'll be able to use the loft space for storage.
Oh, I certainly need some of that.
And you'll want to put in some windows. I'll make some suggestions on the initial sketches.
Great.
And what sort of timescale are we looking at?
It's all a bit tight, I'm afraid. So it's ASAP, really.
They always are these days.
Well, it all depends on the finance, of course, but I'm not expecting any problems.
Good.
Put the business plan to the bank. Hopefully I'll get the OK by the end of the week.
I must say, it's a very fine Victorian building. Any idea of the year?
About 1840, as far as we can make out.
Ah, it's a good, solid structure. And versatile.
As a tack room, it's far too big, of course.
But as a surgery, it's too small.
Exactly. We'd like to keep the new building sympathetic to the rest.
Oh, yes, of course.
And this way it's going to get a new lease of life.
Well, I must say, I don't blame you. There's nothing like working from home.
No, I'm sure it's the right move. All I've got to do is attract enough clients to pay for it.
There we are. One cup of tea.
Oh, bless you, Christine. I needed this.
Poor you. It must have been quite a shock.
I've never been so frightened in all my life.
Well, at least he's got you here in good time. You're the first.
I'm just glad to be here at all.
And where's Joe now? Is he gone home?
No, the ball.
And he'll be calling for you later?
Oh, no. I shall be phoning Robert. I suddenly see the advantage of decent brakes.
I'm afraid that's something that doesn't come as standard with horses.
So how many are we expecting tonight? Full house?
I hope so. Time's running on. We need to make some decisions.
Absolutely.
As far as I can see, our main problem's going to be what to choose for our showpiece event.
Isn't it always?
It's so important, though.
Especially if we want people from outside the village.
Yes, you can't really expect them to drive 20 miles for the White Elephant or the Lucky Dip, much as we may love them.
Have you had any bright ideas?
Well, I suppose we could always raid the archive, put on something like spile troshing or the sheep bracing.
Don't you think that's a bit of a cop-out?
Yes, maybe it is.
So much nicer to have something fresh.
Yeah. Here we go. Oh, look, Christine, if it's Joe going home early, can you tell him, thanks, but I'll be making my own arrangements?
Yes, of course.
£95 he paid for that trap, and that was when money was worth something.
And this was for his own transport?
Oh, no, no, it wasn't for him. It was a present for Doris Archer over at Brookfield.
Now, that would have been David Archer's grandmother?
Yeah, you got it. Oh. Walter and Jack Archer bought the trap between them. Jack was the landlord here in them days.
That's another name I know.
Kept his beer well, did old Jack. I see that for him.
Oh, here, let me get you another one.
Oh, that's very civil of you. I'll have a pint of sugar with you, then.
All right, and I'll have a half, please. Jolene, is it?
Yeah, that's me.
Thank you. And then I must get myself over to Lower Loxley.
Oh, supper with Julia Pargeter, is it?
Yes, that's the plan.
Oh, sorry, boys. Looks like the end of the barrel. Won't take a minute.
Well, that's all right. No worries, sir.
Sid! Sid!
Did I hear my name called in vain?
Be an angel and change the showers, will you?
Yep, no problem. Evening.
Evening.
How do you, Sid Perks? Looking forward to your stag night now, are you?
Yes, yes, I am. Eddie's still okay to come?
Oh, so he says.
Jack Woolley's picking me up in his Bentley, you know, Joe.
Jack Woolley's never going? Cool. Well, there's a turner.
So he's getting wed, is he? And who's the lady, may I ask?
Yours truly.
Oh, really? Mm. Well, then he's very fortunate.
Hey, I like you. You can come in more often.
Now, Jolene Rogers, what little thing can I get you for your wedding, then, eh?
Well, I'd love a present from you, Joe, but it's not on the list.
Oh, what is it, then?
It's you.
Me? Eh?
All spruced up and sitting in the driving seat of that lovely little pony trap.
You are?
Yeah, I want you to take the bridesmaid and page boy to the reception. Will you do it for us, Joe?
Brian's a man in a hurry.
Ali, aren't you ready yet?
2 more minutes, all right?
Oh, it's a wonderful day out there. Let's make the most of it.
I was ready to leave an hour ago. You had other things on your mind.
Well, you shouldn't be so irresistible.
No.
We haven't seen each other all week.
And whose fault is that?
Well, all right, I admit it. I've been very neglectful. And that's the reason for today.
So, tell me, what delights you've got in store for me?
Well, I thought we'd put some miles between us and Ambridge. Find somewhere for a stroll.
And what about lunch?
Ah, well, I booked a table.
Where?
Ah, Wild Horses won't drag that out of me, sweetheart. It's a very select menu.
Oh, I like the sound of that.
Well, quite honestly, we were lucky to get a table.
That old Aldridge charm again.
Oh, it doesn't cut much ice these days, I'm afraid.
I wouldn't say that exactly.
Well, no. Maybe it isn't a totally devalued currency.
I should say not.
Thought I'd turn that thing off.
Ignore it.
Well, I'd better not, because it might be Debbie. Hello?
Brian?
Jenny, what's the problem?
Where are you? Are you there yet?
Yeah, I got here 10 minutes ago. It's coffee and registration at the moment.
It sounds very quiet.
Yes, I'm in the cloakroom. So what's this about?
You'll have to come home, I'm afraid.
Jenny, I've just driven 50-odd miles to be here.
Well, I just had a call from Andy, and he's had to go home with some sort of stomach bug. He keeps on being sick.
I see. Well, look, phone him back and find out how far he's got in his rounds. And if necessary, throw a couple of bags of creep feed in the Land Rover and do it yourself.
I'm afraid it's not that simple.
Jenny, I'll be back home by 6. There'll be plenty of time to sort out any problems.
Well, you don't understand. Andy was meant to be treating the sheep for fly strike. He's got all the ewes and the lambs in holding pens.
You mean he's just gone off and left them?
Well, he had to. He's feeling awful.
Well, can't you take them back to the field?
Oh, don't be so silly, Brian.
Oh, I know, I know. Oh, give Mike Tucker a ring. Ask him to sort it out.
He won't be there, will he? He'll be laying turf somewhere.
Yes, you're right.
It's no good, Brian. You're going to have to come home. I'm sorry.
Oh, Jenny.
Apologies, Apart from anything else, those sheep need attention. You know how bad the flies are.
OK.
Sorry?
I said OK, Jenny. I'll come home, all right?
Oh, that's good.
But I'm going to need some help. I want you to get on the phone and call anyone you can think of. Neil, Tom, Tony, anyone. Will you do that?
Yes, yes, all right.
I'll be back in about an hour, hopefully.
You will drive carefully, though, won't you?
I'll see you soon, Jenny. Bye.
Yeah, bye.
Now, before you say anything, I'm sorry. I really am.
Yeah, so am I, Brian.
But what could I do? I mean, there's several hundred ewes and lambs needing attention.
Well, off you go, then. Better not keep them waiting.
Oh, Siobhan.
Give me a call sometime, if you should get a moment.
Well, I don't need to go yet. I'm supposed to be driving home from Shropshire.
I said go, Brian. Just go.
They're not here for very long, so I want to fit in as much as we possibly can.
Oh, goodness, they're going to be exhausted by the time they go back.
Oh dear, do you think so?
What about at home? Have you got any special do's planned, you know, for the family?
I have, as a matter of fact.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, I'm planning a little party for Phoebe for her birthday.
Oh, I see.
Oh, I haven't asked Roy and Haley yet.
I'm sure they'll be pleased.
Now, I suppose I'd better get going. I've got a bit of a panic on at home.
Oh, dear.
Not with Debbie off work. Well, it's all a bit difficult.
How is Debbie? I saw her hobbling round the other day.
Oh, I think she's on the mend at last, thanks to Tim.
Oh, good.
But she's got to keep her foot up. She's not allowed to put any weight on it.
No, he's a very good doctor, is Tim. Such a tragedy about this other business.
What other business?
You haven't heard?
Well, heard what?
Well, I'm a bit reluctant to tell you, but you're bound to hear it from somebody else.
Oh, come on, Betty, I'm all agog.
Well, Tim's having an affair with Janet Fisher.
No.
Hard to believe, I know, but it seems to be true.
Well, I'm staggered.
Well, that's why he's leaving, of course. And poor Susan's losing her job. And how I'll manage if she goes to work in Borchester, I just don't know.
Well, is that likely?
Well, it's possible. What else is there round here?
That's true.
I do so rely on her. Without her on the early shift, how would I manage the hens?
I'm sorry, Betty. I'm still stunned about Tim and Janet. What on earth possessed them to do it?
Goodness knows.
Morning.
Oh, Roy, the very chap.
Oh, dear. Why, what have I done now?
Nothing, as far as I know.
That's a relief.
It's just that I wanted to talk to you about Phoebe.
Well, now, that's something you don't see every day of the week,
Eddie.
Brian Aldridge in a set of overalls.
Well, what are you doing?
I heard you had a bit of a problem.
Did Jenny phone you?
That's right. Said you were desperate for some help.
None of them desperate.
Oh, you'd better be. I've just come from a very lucrative landscaping job, which I've had to put on hold just to help out a neighbour.
Did Jenny quote you a rate?
Oh, yeah. We had a good laugh about it.
Oh, you did?
We settled on £9 in the end. To seem pretty fair in the circumstances.
£9 an hour?
That's what she said.
Well, it's ridiculous.
How many sheep you got in here, eh? 500? 6? That's a lot to do on your own, even with a poor
one. Listen, £9 is what I'd pay a manager on overtime. All I'm looking for is someone to shove a few ewes down a raceway.
Right. I'll be on my way, then.
There's no way I can shell out that sort of money. There just isn't a profit in the job.
Oh, fair enough. But you're not going to find anyone else. I wasn't the first number she called.
No, probably not.
Well, busy time, you see. A lot of people on haymaking or set-and-cut silage.
All right. £7.
To be perfectly honest, I'll be glad to get back to my landscaping job. I left young Ed doing some of the ground preparation. But for the money they're paying, we need to keep the job moving.
All right, £7.50.
£8.50.
£7.50 is as high as I can go.
Right then, I'll see you. Have a
okay,
nice day.
£8, and that's tops.
You got a deal.
That's been mad.
That's how it is these days, Brian. You've got to pay for quality.
Right, let's have the first lot through, shall we?
Right, you are, Squire.
What this day's costing me, I want to see some action.
Can I get this straight? You want to hold a big party for Phoebe on her birthday with Kate and everybody there?
I thought you'd be pleased.
I don't know. We'll have to think about it.
Well, yes, of course.
I wonder how Phoebe would react to all those people.
Well, she'd love it, I know.
It's going to be the old family, is it? Mr and Mrs Woolley and that, and the Bridge Farm lot.
Well, yes. And lots of Phoebe's friends, of course. And you and Hayley, that goes without saying. And I hope you and Mike could make it as well, Betty.
Oh, yes, thank you.
Sometimes she gets a bit upset in a big crowd.
Does she? I've never noticed.
Well, she does. I'm sorry, Jennifer, but this is something Hayley and I are going to have to talk about.
I understand.
So, I don't know what she'll think.
She might be against it too.
But I never said I was against it.
Well, you know what I mean.
No, I just need to check with her, that's all.
Well, anyway, perhaps you'll give me a ring.
Of course they will, won't you, Roy?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Right, well, I must get on.
Yeah, we'll be in touch.
Good.
Give our regards to Debbie.
Yeah, yeah.
Hope she's feeling better soon.
Thanks, Betty, I will.
Bye, then.
Bye, Betty. Roy.
Yeah, see ya.
Roy, I wish you'd sounded a bit more enthusiastic about it.
I'm not, though, am I?
Well, that was fairly obvious.
And Hayley might get a bit worried about it. Doesn't Jennifer understand?
She doesn't think, that's the problem.
It's typical. Gets all fired up over some scheme without even bothering to talk to the people involved.
I'm sure she's got the message now.
Good.
And if Hayley's going to be worried, it's not going to happen. That's definite.
And you're not going to believe this. Jack Wally's taking us in the Bentley. Imagine that, eh? A blooming Bentley with chauffeur just to get us to Sid Stagnite Booze Up.
Fascinating.
Afraid we shan't be stopping at Home Farm. Won't be any space left, boy, then. Still, it ain't really your scene, is it, eh? Stagnite Booze Ups.
Right, out you go, you lot.
It's going to be a great do down the bull as well. The reception, I mean. I'll say that for the two of them. They're really pushing the boat out.
Come on, Eddie, let's have another lodging.
Right, you are, Squire. You and the missus going?
No.
Nah, I don't suppose you've had an invite. I doubt you'll have enjoyed it any road. Load of cowboys getting legless.
Hello, time for going, then.
Swimmingly.
Afternoon, Mrs. Aldridge.
Hello, Eddie.
Come to give us a hand, have you?
I don't think I'd be very much use.
No.
I was wondering if you were stopping for lunch, Brian.
Well, we could do, I suppose, just for half an hour.
That's good. I've laid out a salad in the kitchen, whenever you want it, really.
Oh, thanks, darling.
Pleasure.
Eddie, why don't you push another lot into the holding pen, then we're ready to carry on afterwards.
Right, you are.
You all right, Jenny? You're a bit fed up.
Oh, disappointed, that's all. Just spoken to Roy about Phoebe's party.
Oh, dear.
Go on, you lot.
Well, I thought he'd be pleased. After all, Phoebe's getting a lovely party, and we'd be doing all the work.
But he didn't quite see it like that.
Oh, honestly, Brian, sometimes wonder why I bother.
No, don't worry. I'll probably come round to it.
Still, I won't bother you about it. You've got enough to think about at the moment.
Not that way.
Tell me, Jenny, when you phoned round this morning, was there no one else but Eddie?
Oh, I'm sorry, I did try.
You did?
Well, of course, all those you've said. None of them was three.
Oh, well.
Isn't he very good, then?
His work's all right. I just can't stand his incessant babbling.
Oh, poor you.
Right, Squire. That's the next lot already.
Thanks, Eddie. Look, why don't you two go and start your lunch? I just want to get another pack of pour on from the store.
Yeah, all right, then.
I'll be with you in a tick.
And how are you, Eddie?
Oh, not too bad, thanks, Mrs. Aldridge. And how's Debbie coming along?
Oh, on the mend, I'm glad to say. Now she's had the sense to go and see the doctor.
Yeah, well, he's got to be good for summers, apart from dumping his missus.
Eddie.
Well, I'm sorry, Mrs. Aldridge, but it makes me mad. I mean, what kind of bloke is it that gets a woman pregnant and then just walks out on her, eh?
Hello, it's me.
Hello, Brian.
I just thought I'd ring and see if I'd been forgiven yet.
Nothing to forgive.
Well, even so, I'm sorry, I really am.
It's all right, Brian. Just got to give me time to work it out.
I mean, look, I know you're upset.
You know where I stand in the great scheme of things.
Oh, Siobhan, please.
I was very disappointed.
Look, I understand why you're feeling like this.
No, I'm fine about it, honestly. I have a choice. I can't stop playing the game.
What are you saying?
Nothing. Nothing.
I'll make it up to you, darling, I promise.
I don't ask much. You promised me a whole lovely day.
I did, and I meant it. But, well, I mean, I can't budget for the farm staff suddenly going off sick. Could happen to anyone.
Yes. Yes, I know.
Siobhan, we'll find another time. I won't give up. I want to spend time with you and... you and our baby.
Like a lot of people, Tom was glued to the television this morning.
Shattered.
I'm not surprised. Putting all that energy into the first 90 minutes of the morning.
I know, but it was agonising.
I've never seen your dad like that before.
I don't blame him. He really thought we could do it.
I couldn't look. And that second goal went in.
Such a soft goal. And then when they were down to 10 men...
Oh, don't. Did you phone Roy?
Yeah, he's in the same state. Worse, if anything.
Well, you know what he's like. Probably didn't sleep last night. Pass me the last box, then.
Oh, no, he didn't. It was Phoebe's fault, not the footies.
Oh, is she okay?
Yeah, just woke up a few times. Roy got up with her in the end. At 6, he said. In good time for the match.
Oh, no wonder he's wrecked.
Yeah, wrecked and in a very bad mood. And he wants us to meet up with him tonight at the Bull.
Drown his sorrows?
Yeah. Andy wants to talk about the single wicket. Tommy got something organised, he says.
No, it's not my scene.
No, I told him that. So he says you can do the tease.
What?
Right, can you tell Helen we've put in some extra lettuces, yeah?
Oh, she won't like it.
Well, I don't care. She under order last week. And who had to drive in through the Saturday traffic? Moi.
Correction, Helen doesn't under order. What you mean is the customer's overbought.
Yeah, it's their fault. Hey, and have you asked her for that day off yet?
No, not yet.
Well, you better hurry up. It's only the week after next, you know, the Royal.
Yeah, I know.
And it's got to be the Tuesday. I'm seeing all these trade people.
Well, you're going for the big league, are you?
Well, I'm not messing about doing a few dozen packs a week. I've got a good product.
I know you have.
The banger market's heading upwards, and I want a piece of the action.
So it's all going to be business, is it? At the show?
Oh, not entirely, no.
Good.
OK. I suppose you'd better get this stuff to Attila the Hen.
Mum, give him a break, at least until he's spoken to Hayley.
It's just a birthday party.
But it's Kate, I suppose.
But Kate's a different person. She's not the Kate of 2 years
yeah,
ago.
Yeah, we know that, but it's still not going to be easy for Hayley. I mean, maybe they'd planned the party themselves.
So, what am I supposed to do? Abandon the idea?
No.
Oh, I don't know why I bother. And I get precious little support from your father.
Yeah, Mum, he is fairly stretched at the moment.
Oh, and don't we know it? Just because he had to come back from his conference.
What conference?
Oh, something he went to yesterday. Marketing, I think. Anyway, it was in Shropshire somewhere.
Doesn't ring any bells.
He was in an absolutely foul mood when he finished the sheep. I casually mentioned the party again and he practically bit my head off.
Any tea going, Jenny?
Oh, yes. You sit down. I'll get you a cup.
Oh, thanks. Oh, I wasn't expecting you, Debbie.
Yes, yeah, Simon dropped me off. He's driving me up the wall sitting at home.
I'm sure.
How's it going?
It would have been fine. Only nobody told me Andy hadn't put the electric fence up in Longfield.
Oh, no.
So I spent the last 2 hours doing that.
Oh, poor you.
Help yourself to some cake, Brian.
No, I'm fine, Diana. Just a cup of tea, thanks.
All right.
And then I shall have to move the ewes. Could have done with your help, Debbie.
Well, I only wish I could.
I've told her she must not stop back till she's absolutely fit.
No, of course not. Thanks, Jenny.
Honestly, if you knew how frustrating it was to...
So, what have you been doing this afternoon?
Well, I've got all the invoices up to date, and tomorrow I'll transfer the field data onto the computer.
Right, well, that's something.
Ed! Ed!
Does that sound all right to you?
I've no idea.
Sound a bit rough to me.
Well, can you turn it off? I want to talk.
About?
Life, music, everything, really.
All right, I've got 5 minutes.
This is serious.
Well, go on, then.
What am I going to tell Sid?
Tell him to stick his poxy root.
Well, no, think about it, Ed. Don't just talk out of your butt.
What's there to think about? He won't have Jazza in the place, and Jazza's a member of our band.
So you don't mind seeing it fall apart?
It's not going to fall apart. We'll find somewhere else to rehearse.
Well, not without any dosh, we won't.
Something will turn up.
Oh, Ed, this isn't home and away. Nothing's going to turn up. You know that. We've got some real decisions to make.
What's the rush?
Well, every day we don't practice, we're getting weaker. If we leave it too long, there'll be nothing left to save.
You're saying kick Jazza out?
Well, let's face it, we'll have to sooner or later. We just can't hack it anymore.
I can't do that. He's our mate.
Well, I'm not saying it's going to be easy.
It's like kicking him when he's down.
I know, but we're going to have to do it.
What's Jude Paul's out? You thought about that?
We'll just have to see.
Well, he's bound to side with his brother. It's obvious.
Well, maybe we'll just have to look for a new bass player as well.
You've got it all planned out, haven't you?
Look, I don't want this any more than you do.
No.
But we've got to do something. So, what do you think?
You want to know the truth? I think it stinks.
Brian! Brian!
Sorry, Jenny, I've got to see to these ewes.
I want a word about death.
Debbie.
Well, can't it wait till later?
I don't think you'd be very fair to her, Barn.
Jenny, I'm sure you mean well, but just at the moment I'm up to my eyes in it, OK?
Good, but maybe it'll make you realise how much you depend on her.
But do you think I'm not aware of that? She's the linchpin of this whole operation.
Well, why on earth don't you tell her sometime? I don't think you realise how worried she's been these last few months.
We've all been worried. You think I've enjoyed seeing the margins virtually wiped out?
No, of course you haven't.
It's a catastrophe. It's as bad as anything I've known in farming.
So why have you left her feeling that she's on her own?
Just what she's told you.
Not in so many words, but I know how she frets about these things.
Well, why on earth hasn't she said something to me?
Probably because you're always so preoccupied these days. If it's not the Hungarian operation, it's Borchester Land, it's meetings here and meetings there. It's almost as if you've washed your hands of the farm.
That's nonsense.
I'm sure it's what Debbie thinks.
Oh, no, what is it now? I must go and see to these ewes.
Oh, you'll be here about the party. Can you hang on one more minute?
Well, I don't know what I'm supposed to do. If they're against it, they're against
it. Well, you might be able to reassure him if it's Kate they're worried about.
I'm not sure I'm in a position to reassure anybody about
Kate.
Oh,
shush, Brian.
Afternoon.
Hello, Roy.
Roy. I thought I'd just drop in and let you know about the party. I said I would.
Yes, yes, thank you.
I've had a word with Hayley about it.
And what did she say?
Well, she's okay about it.
Oh.
It's just... Well...
Well, go on.
Well, we'd be grateful if you asked us first another time, before you get into the planning, I mean.
Yes. Yes, of course I will, but I'm so glad. It's marvellous, isn't it, Brian?
I can't make out her attitude. She never even discussed it, just said no.
Typical Helen.
She said Tuesday was the day she and Greg were going, and there was no way the two of us could be out of the shop on the same day. End of argument.
Oh, that's rubbish. She and him could go any day.
She could, anyway.
So could he. It's one of the quietest times for keepers.
Is it?
Definitely. I haven't got any choice.
I told you, you got all your appointments set up.
It's not just that. Can't go Monday because I'm harvesting for the shop. And Wednesday I've got the veggie box.
Oh, she's been totally unreasonable.
Oh, spying, that's all it is. And I'll tell her when I see her.
Well, just be careful. I've got to go on working with her, remember?
Oh, don't worry. I know how to deal with her.
Anyway, that's the end of our nice day at the show.
We'll see. Don't give up yet.
Hi, you two.
Hiya.
Shift up, Tom.
Oh, yeah, right.
Is nobody else here yet?
No.
Don't blame them. I mean, who the hell's interested?
Oh, you're in a great mood, Ed. What makes you so happy?
Life.
Been talking about the band, that's all.
Yeah, what band?
Let's just forget it now, shall we?
All right. The single wicked it is. Excuse me if I drop off to sleep.
Why don't you get yourself a drink and cheer up?
Oh, great, you're offering. Only I'm skint.
Ooh, well.
I thought not.
Well, just cheer up then.
Don't know what I'm doing here anyway. I'm not entering this year.
No mystery about what we're doing here, is there, Fallon?
Isn't there?
The teas. That's our job.
You're joking.
Roy virtually said so this morning.
Well, stuff that. Let them make their own teas for once.
What's this? Revolution?
How about it? How about you lot do the teas this year?
Doesn't bother me. I can make a sandwich.
Hi, guys. Just all we are.
That's early yet. Apart from you, you're late.
I had to drop in at Home Farm.
Oh, is Phoebe okay?
Yeah, she's fine. She's with Hayley. Anyway, maybe this is the moment to get me round it. Who wants a drink?
Oh, yeah, nice one, Roy.
Before you do, Roy, we've already made one decision.
The women are revolting. They're refusing to do the teas.
Yeah, and why should we do it every time?
Oh, fine. Whoever's not on the field gets on with the teas. No problem.
Huh. So you agree, then?
Yeah, why not? It's only fair.
Right.
Don't have to stick to the usual boring tea, though. If we're going to break with tradition, let's do something really different.
Such as?
I don't know. How about a Barbie?
Barbie?
Okay. Yeah, why not? Let's liven it up a bit. Might even pull in a decent crowd for once.
Dad!
Hello, Debbie.
Come in.
Thanks. No Simon tonight?
No, he's gone to some do at the Vice Chancellor's reception of some sort. Come through.
Thanks.
I had to give it a miss. Standing around making polite social chit-chat isn't on at the moment.
Quite right.
Can I get you a coffee?
No, I'm fine now. Look, you sit down and rest that foot of yours.
Okay.
How is it?
Yeah, getting better, thanks.
Well, I just thought I'd drop in and check up on you.
You haven't come in specially.
No, I had to get a new fencer. Only just made it before they closed.
Oh, so you didn't get the ewes shifted?
No, I have to wait till tomorrow.
It's tough being a working farmer, isn't it?
You can say that again. We're missing you, Debbie.
Look, I know, Dad, and I promise you I'll be back just as soon as I can.
No, but... I don't mean that. I mean, you take as long as you need.
Yeah, I will.
It's just that with you out of commission, even for a couple of days, well, frankly, it makes me realise I couldn't run this operation without you.
True.
Well, as long as you know that you're appreciated.
Am I?
Well, of course you are. Look, I've got huge respect for the job you do. But look at the responsibility you've got. Would I do that if I didn't have total confidence in you?
So why have I got this nagging feeling that I've let you down somehow?
Let me down? Listen, without you, I couldn't run this operation for a week.
So I noticed.
Exactly.
Has Mum been speaking to you?
Well, yes, she has, actually.
Well, she shouldn't have done.
I'm rather glad she did.
OK, I won't pretend I haven't been fed up lately.
Well, who wouldn't be in this day and age?
All those great profit forecasts I did. What are they worth now, ain't zilch?
Yeah, but you're not responsible for the global market or the strength of the pound.
I know, but... You know, when I tell David and Ruth that what they're going to make out of their cereals this year is basically damn all, it still feels like it's my fault.
Well, I can assure you David and Ruth don't think that. They're perfectly well aware of the situation.
Yeah, but it's how I feel.
Now, listen, Debbie. Any idiot can run a farm when prices are sky high. But it's in a recession. That's the test of a real farmer.
At least the business is still in the black.
Which is a jolly fine achievement at the moment.
Yeah. Thanks, Dad.
I mean it, Debbie. You're doing an excellent job. And frankly, I don't know what I'd do without you.
The Archers was written by Simon Frith and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Pebble Mill studios by Kerry Davies and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.